2023 was quite the year, and we need to talk about it. Stick around. All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all, they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome to the last episode of the year.
The way you do that is so funny.
Welcome. Welcome to the last episode of the year.
Wow.
We're here.
Another year of podcasting.
How do you feel about that?
I'm really shocked that we have been doing this for... Did we just hit our 7-year Annie? We're going to hit it this 16th. Month?
December 16th.
Seven?
December 16th will be our 7-year anniversary. We need to go to dinner.
We definitely need to celebrate ourselves. There's been a lack of that this year, but we need to celebrate ourselves. We need a dinner. We deserve.
We used to go out and do stuff all the time. Like, that is... Okay. Okay.
Because
sometimes
mean?
I don't want to get ahead of myself in the conversation. Okay. And I feel like that's one of that could be a really good intention.
Yeah.
Thinking about like the year. But I mean, whatever. I feel like in years prior, we would go out and do stuff all the time, like a little celebration of this or that, and just really be in the moment and present with even the smallest little things.
Right.
And we haven't done that in a while. So, mm-hmm. in a good while, actually.
Right.
I feel like the last time that we celebrated and like went to dinner for something, correct me if I'm wrong,
after
when
the
we went to
shoot.
New York. What photo shoot?
Our photo shoot that we had this year with at the top of the year with Arissa, when we went to Casa Madre.
Was Casa Madre in Playa?
Mm-mm. It's the nice restaurant we went to in West Hollywood.
Oh, that was a dream.
We really,
that
that's
was
the last
really
time, and that was damn near January, so yeah.
That was, it's been a minute. So, and then the time before that was when we went to see the billboard,
mm-hmm.
when we had like mm-hmm. a really nice dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's
but,
been quiet.
Yeah, it's been a year since we've done a nice celebration of sorts.
It is.
So this year,
it has.
We need to go to dinner and celebrate 7 motherfucking years of being consistent.
7 years of being consistent podcasters. We haven't
professional
taken
professional
podcasters. We haven't taken many breaks, and when we do, they're many.
Very.
They're literally many. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for 7 years, so I'm excited to be celebrating our 7th year anniversary. I mean, that's big, like colossal. Remember Lil Wayne?
Oh yeah. I'm excited. I'm proud of us. Shit.
So, yeah, other than that, other than it being our 7-year Annie, how are you doing? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today. I how long has it been since we've spoken to you all?
A week. It's been a week.
It's been only a week. It feels like, honestly, because of the holiday break, it just feels so much longer.
Yeah.
But I feel good. I feel really good. I'm excited to sort of take the last few months of, weeks of the year off to sort of just kind of get ready for next year and everything that's going to happen. But in this present moment, I feel really good. I feel really calm.
That's what about a good you? Feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel good too. I feel excited. Mm-hmm. I feel happy with how Thanksgiving went. I know we're a little behind.
What are you excited about? What are you excited for? Because this is the last time we're going to talk to our girls until next year. So what are you excited about? What's on your
I'm
horizon
I'm excited
this month?
To be closing my year out with the bang. Uh-huh. On my horizon this month is I'm going to Ghana, which a lot of you already know. I got my passport, my visa's on the way back to me, and
she's got her vaccines.
I got my vax.
All of her outfits are
I don't
piling
have all,
in.
Yeah, I have my outfits piling in. I have my hair appointment set. So I'm excited to be ending the year on a high note, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I love New Year's Eve. That's one of my favorite holidays. Yeah. So that's what I'm excited about. And I'm excited for Christmas.
I'm excited for Christmas as well.
Huh. This Christmas.
I was going to say we're only spending one holiday together this year.
This yeah. girl is sick in the head.
I don't give a damn.
There's not, we've spent, what?
Yeah.
We've spent many holidays together.
I know, but every year, it matters to me. It really matters to me. I am so possessive.
I mean, we are going to be spending a major holiday together. So girl, pipe down.
Oh my Lord. You don't care. You don't really care. You know, she doesn't.
But this girl will leave me in an instant. And that's the thing.
That's actually not true.
You will leave me in the instant, but you want me to be standing.
That's not standing in availability. That's not true.
You want me to be standing in availability.
That's not true. I feel like, we've already decided next year you're staying in town. So we'll be together Thanksgiving. And then I'm pretty sure you'll be here for Christmas. Or are you going to go away?
I don't know yet. Maybe someone will want to whisk me away.
Maybe so. And if that's the case, my hands are free. My hands will be untied at that point. Maybe they'll be tied. I won't have a choice. I'll be like, take the girl. Right. I'm okay with that now. Come on. I don't care about that. I would be like, yes, you have my permission. Take her.
She's saying that
permission
now.
Slip signed. I will be fine to go.
Girl, sign my
I
permission.
I will be like, there you go. Go ahead and go. You'll have my blessing. I'm really praying for a man to come into your life.
And to whisk
year.
Me away somewhere?
Whisk you away and bring you back. Yes.
Because it can be a whisk away and a move.
No, I don't want that. I'm not signing off on. Nigga, vacay, come back. Okay.
Temporary vacay.
Holiday and come on back.
Send her back.
It'll never give U-Haul. It'll never give Penske truck. It'll never give from here to there. No. That's what I'm not praying on. I'm not praying for that. I'm praying for the love
Lord
of your life to walk in.
It's what the Lord says.
I know. I'm praying that our wheels are aligned. Lord. What I want for her, you want for her. We all want the same thing. Listen. I want him to come in and sit down.
Okay. Not come in and uproot.
Yeah,
not come in and uproot. Come in and uproot.
Then I'm going to be like, get your hands.
Come in
over.
And uproot. That's when she turns a blind eye.
That's when I'm not happy. But I am.
It don't be a blind eye, actually.
No, I have 20/20 vision on your ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what the fuck is going on? But I am praying. This will be the year for you.
A literal prayer?
Yes.
You know,
Lord bless
her. People be saying they praying for you.
No. I'm not one of those. Okay. I am. I told you already. I told you. I feel like this is... I want big things for you.
Same.
I want big things for you. And one of those things is for the love of your life to come on in. The man who's supposed to, a good man, Savannah.
Yeah.
I want a good one. I don't want no little bullshit. I just want to be like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And then we're all going to go on vacation together and then we'll do like family. It'll be a good thing.
Yeah.
I just want
to
like
We've been em. Waiting to do our group trip.
Yes. I'm like, come on. Where are you, boy?
Right.
So I'm really hopeful that 2024 is a year of love.
I welcome it.
Yes.
I welcome it. I welcome a year of love.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I want my girl to get her things.
Same. I have an empty bag for him. Reusable tote.
Yeah.
So yeah, other than that, we're here with y'all, like we said, wrapping up. This is our annual episode where we just talk about, we just reflect on the year that we had.
Yes.
And we share some thoughts and some feelings with you all.
This is one of my favorites.
This is how we started the show.
It sure is. And I think that's why it's a favorite of mine. I have fond memories of our...
It's nostalgic.
Yeah, it's a very nostalgic
I remember the first day like it was yesterday. We were sitting on your living room floor in that apartment in Long Beach, and we had a cup of spiked eggnog.
Yeah, tell the story every year. We'll tell the story
And we
every
had
year.
Our notes of the things that we enjoyed from the year, the passion planner, books that we had read.
Why seven
places that we had gone to, and that was a really good time.
That was the start. That was the catalyst of all of this.
Yeah,
the start, and it was so authentic and fresh and genuine. And I feel like we were really giving y'all an insight as to like what we enjoyed and what we thought you were would enjoy as well. A nice approach there.
Yeah.
So this is, yes, again, my favorite. I love doing this in addition to the friendship series. What's your favorite series that we did this year?
That's a good question. My favorite series that we did this
or
year?
Or an episode that's a standout for you.
My favorite episode was a child-free by choice.
Same. The Rich Auntie Supreme episode.
The Rich Auntie Supreme child-free by choice episode was very... liberating for me, because I feel like I shared my thoughts unapologetically, how I felt, regardless of how other people may feel, regardless of what societal expectations may be, regardless of how anyone who stumbles across this podcast may be able to perceive me, because that fucking happened.
Yeah.
And in the past, sometimes I've held back because of that, but I feel like in recent times and on that episode specifically, I was just my full self with unfiltered thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes we do hold back because it's hard to be on a platform where you speak your opinion and your views, and we all feel differently, obviously.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes it's difficult thinking or being concerned with the way that you will be perceived or judged for your sentiments. And it's easier, just going to be completely honest, y'all, to just zip tight sometimes.
It is.
To just be quiet and throw away the key. But as we continue to mature in this space and grow as professional podcasters, we do see the value in just stating how we feel. And sometimes people will agree, and that's cool. And sometimes they won't, and that's cool. But this is the space that we have carved out to speak our truth.
Yeah. And I mean, it's really a privilege to be able to like speak our truth and like really stand 10 toes down on how we feel, and then also allow room for our thoughts to change.
And to spark more conversation amongst y'all and your homegirls and your group chat, where it's like, hey, do you feel this way? Or these are my feelings, and somebody was able to put it on wax and make me feel validated and seen and understood. Because that's a good feeling, too, when there's resonance.
It is.
And it's like, I knew I wasn't
tripping. When people relate, because that's how I feel. When I'm listening to something or somebody says something and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for for allowing me to not feel like I'm alone.
Yeah. That was really, like you said, a liberating episode. Very much so. Because I know a lot of people with children feel differently. But it's like, I ain't got none. It is how I feel.
And that's that on that.
That's that on that.
And that's that on that.
Yeah, I really liked it. Run It Back, y'all. It's one of our favorites.
It's available. I know a lot of the girlies took a break. Y'all have told us.
Yeah, damn.
You have expressed. You have vocalized.
I
y'all
haven't been here for the last few months.
I haven't been listening, so I'm not going to lie. I haven't been listening when y'all moved. But now that we're back, if you have not listened, I encourage you to go listen back to all of the episodes, but start with that one.
Yeah, start with that one and
start
then
with that
back.
One. And then, you know.
Yes. So as we move through this, actually, let's take a little mini break, because we're going to really get into our wrap up. We have some really great questions to ask one another as we reflect on 2023. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Hey Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must-listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. So, my love, what was the most significant accomplishment for you this year?
The most significant accomplishment for me this year, personal accomplishment, was passing my SHRM exam, which is a HR certification exam. I had put that on my goals list. And I had started studying last year, at the end of last year, like October, November, like I was in a 6-week course. And I had pushed my initial exam back a little bit, but I was determined to pass it this year and pass it the first time because it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I really felt accomplished when I did that. And I set myself up to make some major career moves for the future. So that felt good.
Yeah. Very proud of you. You had your nose to the ground.
Girl.
I was very proud of you when you passed that.
Same.
I'm like, good job, girl. Good job.
Girl, because I had to go back into the mind of a student.
Yeah, you ain't been
there
in a while.
And I hadn't been in that space in so long. I'm like, okay, I really have to.
And like what, 10, it had been what, like 10, 12 years? 13?
10, 12, 11, 12.
Yeah. A while. Oof.
Yeah.
But you did it.
I did it. How
about
you?
You put your nose to the ground. Biggest accomplishment this year, I will say. It's still personal because I feel like everything we do here, although we do it together, it's the personal achievement as well. But hosting our first retreat, that was a biggie.
That was
a biggie for us.
Monumental. And
for me, yeah. I think it just affirmed the work that we're doing here, that we could think big. It started off as just an idea, right? Like, we should host a retreat. That sounds like a great idea. But then all the work that really goes into bringing it to life and bringing people outside of the country and all the preparation and creating workshops that are engaging and, you know, creating an experience that people will leave and talk about and want to come back to. I just felt so good when we did it. And not that it was without challenges or hiccups and lessons learned, things that we will get better at in the future. But to be able to do it, to be away from work, to like carve out the time and be like, we're going to do it and do it. Wow.
Right.
That we did it and we were going to do it and we did.
That was a big accomplishment. I remember when we decided to open it up for a second week, that was even more work.
Yeah.
Time that had to be taken off of work.
And I think for me, anytime that I take my mind out of employee mode and put myself into like full entrepreneurial mode or putting like my dreams and desires first. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for my job and I'm blessed to like have steady income through work, but a lot of times I'll be like, I can't do that because of work, I can't do that, and I don't want to do that as much when it comes to the things that I'm personally passionate about and that I'm also cultivating and nurturing, because they can't both be a priority all the time,
right?
And work is typically my priority. But I was really proud of myself for being like, okay, I'm going to tell him I won't be here for another week.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, what? It got approved? It got approved. And that just made me feel so good. I was like, I get to go and be away with my best friend, living in a treehouse for 2 weeks, holding space for all these beautiful Black women to deepen their understanding of themselves and each other. What a dream.
I will say, we went into that retreat experience very green. Mm-hmm. One, not only did we never throw a retreat, we've never even been on a fucking retreat.
Right.
You know, we've never even seen.
Eyes have not seen. Our eyes hadn't seen. We've
never even seen, you know, like how a retreat is ran.
Yeah.
What the expectations are. So that was really a bold move, like, you know, to just go out there practically blind. I mean, we did go out to the location beforehand and get a vibe for it and, like, you know, have a general understanding of what would be offered and how we wanted the experience to be. But nothing compares to actually, like, doing it and, mm-hmm. like, meeting all these people that you've never met before and managing all the different energies and expectations and then still showing up and working through our own fears and imposter syndrome. Like, woo!
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. That was probably one of my biggest obstacles this year, too. During the retreat. Be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because, like, you do go into it being like, I'm capable, I'm confident, I can. But then those feelings of like, are we really doing this? And then getting out of your own way, you know, like you have a certain idea of what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like. And honestly, when you're hosting a 2 week retreat, you get comfortable with certain energies the first week or the second, or, you know, just during the process. And then when you're met with different energy, it's like, oh, trying to navigate that and still maintain a positive attitude and not put yourself, not like you have to decenter yourself when you are serving a community. And it's challenging to do it in real time, y'all. We talk about this stuff so much and bring ideas and concepts to the show that we encourage you to work on. But when it's like, okay, here it is at your motherfucking front door, knock, knock, knock. How are you going to respond? And I feel like although we were met with that challenge, we were able to pivot. And there was an obstacle.
There was an obstacle.
But we pivoted.
Yeah, we had to pivot in action, work together, really be self-aware and stop ourselves from doing what's comfortable.
Yeah.
Which is saying, fuck it. You know, but it's like you can't say fuck it. Like, fuck it is actually not an option. So,
and fuck it really is not an option when you're leading a community.
Exactly. It's not an option. So, yeah, working through that and even learning from it, like, I definitely learned that maybe a 1 week retreat is best for us so that we give maximum energy.
Yeah.
We can curate the vibe and the group a little more. The intimacy matters. Like,
yeah,
all of it matters.
Yeah.
So
learning for sure.
I'm glad that we allowed ourselves to do it again.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited. I'm excited that we decided that, yes, we can do it again. And I'm even more excited and grateful that y'all are believing in us and trusting us again. There are people who are returning, who are joining us.
That was affirming. People deciding to come back.
Yes.
Really was affirming because I feel like you just don't know. I mean, people told us, like, you know, they had a good time. And I'm like, are y'all just saying that because, you know, y'all here? No. But for people to come back and spend their money again is definitely affirming, like, wow, you really got something from it, you know?
And you're trusting that you're going to get something else from this experience, the next experience. So thank y'all so much for believing in us.
Because I'm just
sometimes
a girl.
It's hard. Right.
I'm just a fucking girl.
Sometimes it's hard.
So that was one of your obstacles. I would say one of my obstacles this year was, and we still in the year, so it could still be an obstacle. I don't know if I've completely overcome it, but working through, and we talked about this year, working through being content with where I am and okay with the timing of my life while still having a desire for more, but like, you know, not complaining, not being ungrateful, and just not letting it make me feel depressed because everything's going to work out. I get it. Yeah. I get it. But an obstacle has been just being okay with that, especially when I see things working out for other people and I'm wondering, when is it going to work out for me?
Yeah. And that's a natural feeling.
Yeah.
It's very natural. And it's okay to, I'm going to move this a touch. It's okay to acknowledge it and honor those feelings that come up inside of you, but again, stop them before they cause you to spiral, because you And anybody out there listening who might be having those same feelings, we all have those feelings at some point or another. I have those same feelings too, sentiments. You have a really great life too.
Right.
And somebody is looking at your life saying, damn, I really wish I was living that life that they're living.
Yeah.
And as cliche as it motherfucking sounds, it's true.
Girl.
It's true. Like, I have a really good life. I want it to be even better. I want it to be great.
Right. But it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's far from bad.
It's not bad.
It's far from bad. I mean, look at the material. Look
but
at
it's
us.
Definitely an obstacle. And going into the new year, I really want to work on my complaining. I want to shift from constantly complaining about things.
You feel like you complain a lot?
I mean, not in a bad way, but you know, like, I want this, I want that, I'm so tired of this, like, I'm over this, I need more, I want more. Like, I just want to change, like, the tone.
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't think I'm just, like, a person that's, like, pessimistic.
Yeah, or, I don't think so.
You know, I'm not like that. I'm pretty optimistic, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
even
hopeful.
In my complaining. Yeah, I'm hopeful. Mm-hmm. Shit, sometimes I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily complaining, it's more just, like, you acknowledging.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, acknowledging. Because I talk to you all the time, and it never gives complain. It's just like, I would like things to be different, and I want to do what I can do to get there. I'm just ready for it to manifest, to come to fruition.
Yeah.
But it's not like, this is just tired, and I don't know how to. It never gives complain.
No, I'm not that type of girl.
Just very really, self-aware.
Yeah.
Very present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Has there been any, like, unexpected happenings or surprises that have happened this year for you?
Unexpected.
Yeah.
I would say.
Or events that you feel like shaped this year.
Ooh, shaped.
that adds a layer to it.
Yeah, shaping this year. I'm thinking.
I can go.
Yes, take the lead.
I will say that, and I've said this before, but I feel like this has been one of the most, like, even keel, just consistent sort of years where there wasn't a lot of unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's just been kind of like, okay, you know, no surprises, no shockers. The boat wasn't rocked too much. Mm-hmm. Even when things didn't go maybe as I expected them to go, it wasn't like a complete knock me off my feet. It's just kind of like, okay, like an ebb and a flow type of energy. So
it was a very neutral year.
Yeah.
I will say the same. And I think that's what was stumping me. I'm like trying to recall. I'm like, in the last 12 months, has my mind been blown? Has an event occurred that's really shocked me? Or, you know.
In my personal life, there's been some worldly events that have happened where I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I think that was a really great, you know, way to describe it, that it's been a very even keel year. I don't think anything has really made me feel like, damn, in either which way, right? In a way that's like, oh, or in a way that's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I feel like we need years like that because there are some years where I felt opposite.
I feel like this is good, like almost one of those years that's setting you up for the next thing.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I really feel like this year was a setup for a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A clearing out. I've learned a lot about myself. I've gained a lot more self-awareness. I've discovered patterns. Mm-hmm. I've looked myself in the eye.
Yeah. Speaking of personal growth, I mean, that's a great segue to our next question. What lessons did you learn? As far as your personal growth, how have they impacted your personal growth this year?
What lessons have I learned that have impacted my personal growth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a few. One lesson. I don't know. Maybe it could be in a lesson. One thing that I've learned that I have become more aware of. It's just how motherfucking fire I am. Like,
ooh, yes. Yeah, I was not expecting. The girl was not expecting, and I love that energy.
I have learned that. Like, you know, I have discovered that about myself, has caused me to move differently. Period. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I have gained more self-worth in my self-awareness, which has caused me to make decisions that have been in my highest good at a quicker pace.
Good for you. Good for you.
At a quicker pace, which is good for me. I'm happy about that.
I am too.
And so that's one of the lessons. Like, I have learned how amazing I am and how much I truly deserve. And if I feel like I'm not getting it or that it's not manifesting, then I don't have to accept it.
And I love that. I love for you to declare, like, boldly what I already think about you. You know, it's kind of like how people say, how people feel a certain way about you, or like you already think like, dang, my friend is fired. You have so much to offer. And for somebody to say like, I feel this way about myself, it's like, yes, welcome to the party.
Victory is mine.
Remember when we used to do that with the V? I got the victory, victory with the V.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great lesson. That's a great lesson.
That's one lesson. Oh, I feel like another? There's been so many more. I wish I had my journal with me, because I feel like I'd be writing things in there.
Yes.
But maybe when you say yours.
I feel like something that I'm learning this year, I actually learned one thing that was really big for me this year was being diagnosed with ADD and learning about the way that I see the world and I experience the world, and it might be different from other people, and it's really okay. And it's allowed me to be a little bit more easy on myself. And I'm just grateful that I took that step.
That was a big step.
You know, that it was just kind of like, this is what you need to do. Figure it out. And then I can make more informed decisions going forward, right? If it's a matter of like lifestyle changes, medication, whatever it might be. But I think just getting a confirmation and a diagnosis just to affirm who I am made me feel really good this year.
Yeah.
You know?
That was a power move.
It was. It was a power move.
Because it's easy to say you have something and not take actionable steps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was an actionable step to confirm. Okay, do you really, is this really a thing?
Yeah. And I think I think because at this point I've been living with the shit my whole life and I didn't know, that's even stranger. You know?
Right.
It's like, yeah, I guess so. Like having.
It's common though. That's the
thing. It is common, but think about like having, being neurodivergent your whole life and then you don't really get diagnosed until you're 34, 35. It's like, what? This whole fucking time?
Right. Sometimes I'd be wondering, like, do I have some neurodivergence? I don't think it's ADD, though.
Oh. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Autism?
No, I don't know.
Is it autism?
I don't know, girl. I know there's multiple different things. But
yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I just be feeling like I have these little quirks about me and my mind and my thought process, which can just be that, a quirk.
Yeah.
You don't have to be neurodivergent to have quirks.
But I think like understanding what my neurodivergency is and then implementing tools to help me be more productive and move through life in a way that makes the most sense for me, like implementing to-do lists on my phone, body doubling at home with Andres so that
what's body doubling?
Like where we're doing the same task at the same time. Like things that I really don't want to do that feel like monotonous or mundane, folding laundry and shit. It's like, can you come help me so that I can actually do it? Otherwise, I won't do it.
Okay.
The groceries and shit, like shit, things like that.
Gotcha.
And just figuring out like little tactics that make me feel more equipped and efficient.
Yeah.
I love that for me.
Those are good.
I love it for me.
Yeah, it is good. I mean, when you know better, you do better.
Period.
So you found out.
And I did something about it.
And now you're doing.
I did. Because before I was feeling like, damn, nobody, I really feel like you didn't understand me sometimes. I said, this girl really don't understand me. You know I did.
Why do you feel like I didn't understand you?
Because you're one of the closest motherfucking people to me and we think differently.
Oh, I remember we had our powwow.
Yeah. I'm like, we really think differently. I'm trying to think like her and I'm losing my motherfucking mind.
Well, the powwow didn't have anything to do with that. The powwow had to do with a social outing.
Yeah. But my whole point is it came back to the fact that we think differently. And sometimes you are, when I brought it to your attention, you've addressed it and you are better now. But sometimes it's almost like being less compassionate about what somebody else's experience might be, the somebody being me. So once we were able to talk about it, it's like, I really don't see it the way you see it. Like we see it two different ways. Mm-hmm. And because I hadn't had a diagnosis yet, I'm like, am I tripping? Because, nigga, we should be the same. That's really what it is. Thinking that you should be thinking
right,
and having the same outlook or perspective as somebody else. And truly, it's not that way.
Yeah.
Especially when you gang with somebody. When you're arm in arm all the time.
Right, but we are two different people.
We really are.
Have you had any other lessons?
Probably learning that I'm controlling as fuck, and I'm working on that. I'm taking that into the new year, though. Mm. I'm working on releasing.
That's a discovery that you have to put on.
I think it's bigger than I probably think it is. Mm. That's the thing. I am controlling. I am. I'm a controlling person. Wow. I am. I'll say it again. I am. I am. That's the first time that I probably said it out loud, but I've been realizing it over the past few weeks.
Because
I'm like, I really got a control issue.
Circumstances will reveal.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
It'll heighten it. It'll situations. Exacerbate it. Exactly. Will arise. They've been arising. And I'm like, girl, you are controlling. And you have to find a way to release control. You have to. And it's, one, reminding myself that my way is not the only way. Mm-hmm. And other people have ways of doing things that I could benefit from. And I don't know it all. Mm. You know? I just don't know it all. Yeah. And a part of it is really hard because I'm naturally a hyper-independent person. And being partnered with somebody, I just feel like, let's just do it my way. And I've been doing it my way and it's been working. It's been effective.
Right.
And sometimes it's challenging to release, to literally be like, okay, I'm going to trust you to have it. It's hard as fuck.
I bet.
And it shows up in little moments where it's kind of like, just let me take it. Throw me the lob. That's what Andres said today. Just throw me the lob. Like, let me handle it. Mm. Just let me clear the runway for you.
Right. Instead of trying to do too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Fly the plane.
Flight attend the plane. I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm on the outside telling people where to land.
Air controller, right.
I'm doing it all. Unloading the luggage. Yeah,
doing so much.
Yeah, and I'm really tired of that. I'm really tired of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is a lot. And then when you have to do it, okay, it's one thing. But if there's somebody that's willing to lighten the load, who's competent and equally capable, then I think that you definitely do need to lean into that.
It'd be the competent and equally capable. I think they are, but it's me saying that they are.
You have to.
Understanding that I'm not the only competent.
Right, you're not the only comp. That's the thing. So if you have discernment and you do the proper vetting process and you align yourself with someone who we would hope thinks is competent and equally capable, that's the groundwork.
Yeah.
Then when it's time to do these things, it's like, oh, I already know. And it's not to say that people cannot make mistakes and they might not do some things where you're like, now what the fuck and why the fuck?
And I could have did it and we wouldn't be dealing with this.
It's not to say that those things won't happen. Those instances won't happen. But overall, the majority of the time,
yeah,
you're showing up, you're showing out just like I would.
And I think that in those instances where it doesn't go the way that I intended to go because I didn't handle it, grace. I got to give more grace.
And that's the way a wife acts. No, for real, because I was talking to Kayla about that, how I have felt like, you know, I haven't felt like I have been able to release because of, we were talking about a specific example where I had helped someone move, and you know the move that I helped the nigga with, and it went to hell.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like,
sure.
You know, I had suggested that he get a bigger truck, and he just was like, no. I suggested that he get more times with the movers, and he was just shooting me down. And then in the end, the truck was too small.
Yeah.
The movers, and it was just like, I was just like, what the fuck? Because in the end, I'm suffering.
Yeah.
The one suffering. I'm the one having to put things in my car now, and we're having to take it up
back
the stairs.
Back and forth and do them. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you just decided to say, fuck what I had to think. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about that in the dynamic of marriage, and I'm like, because she was like, it's an ego thing. And I'm like, and I understand it's an ego thing, but why do I have to stroke someone's ego when they just make clearly dumb decisions and didn't even consider what I thought, and now we're in a worse situation? And so bringing it back around, that's why it's very important to like have the foundation already set to where you do feel like they're competent and capable, so that you don't keep ending up in situations like that where you got to show grace for somebody that just is crazy.
Ain't making no sense.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. Lord, be with me.
That's another lesson I have learned.
What? God
I
is
do.
With you.
He is with me, but I do understand the necessity, I can't believe I'm saying it, to stroke a man's ego.
Oh, yeah.
I understand it. And I'm not against it. Mm-hmm. I just want to, I just don't want it to be fake. I want to really, I really want to win a stroke.
Shit.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Like yeah. Usher says, I don't mind. It's not that I'm against it, but I want to feel good stroking it. I want to feel like, you know what? Come on.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. That's a lesson that I learned. It's not that I'm anti. It's what's being presented.
And I think that it's also not a stroking of ego. It's a verbal affirmation. It's verbally affirming a person.
And I have, that's what I've learned. Yeah. Hello, here's the lessons.
Yeah.
They're coming. Outside of that, I have learned the importance of feeling my emotions. Mm-hmm. I have learned that this year. I have learned the importance of feeling my emotions and also expressing them.
Yes. It's about expressing the sentiments. And sometimes it comes in the fashion of like a stroking.
Yeah, it comes in. It's a necessity.
Yeah, it's like, babe, it's you know, that's what I had to tell Andres today. I said, I really appreciate you being a team player and taking the lead on things, even though I give you a tough time because I be on his ass.
Right.
I do, like, because like I said, I'm controlling. And I'll be like, did you? Can you? Will you? I need you to, you know? And he handles it so well. I told him, you handle me so well. I don't ever feel like
it's a bad,
it's too much. You know, I feel like he is equipped. He was made to handle it. Graham said he's a perfect fit. He's a perfect. That's what she told Miss Daisy. He's a perfect. You gotta be perfect.
He's a good young man. AKA, he's a good man, Savannah.
Exactly. And you know, man. I'm just like, I want to let you know that I appreciate you, because boy, it ain't in vain.
Yeah. Because you've dealt with someone who couldn't handle you.
Couldn't handle.
And there was a butting of heads
constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly, it's giving two rams.
Yeah.
Horns locked.
Yeah.
And I really don't want. I want to be in my soft girl era. I want to be real feminine with a nigga.
Right.
I don't want to be.
I do, too. I really want to be feminine. I want to be soft. I want to be like, you know, sometimes you got it. I want to be trusting, and I want to be gentle and nurturing.
Yeah.
I want to be. I just need the environment. And I know it's not always going to be like that.
Yeah.
I know it's not always going to be a perfect environment. I'm aware we're human. But for the most part, I want an environment where I feel like I can show up like that the majority of the time. Simple.
It'll be presented.
I want to be a soft fucking girl.
Girl.
I don't want to be a pit bull in a little mini.
Please. The girls want to take off their dog collars, okay? We want to take the dog collars off. We want to take them off.
The AirTag collar.
Please. Okay. Let's take another break.
Let's do it.
I feel like
I think
we've
it's
been
time.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's
yeah.
time for us to take a break. We will be back right after this. Okay, girly pops and a few of the boy pops that are here.
The who?
Boy pops.
Oh, few. You said few. I thought you said field boy.
No, few like, of the boy pops. I'm not going to be too long-winded here. Y'all know what to do. Leave a review. And most importantly, share the episodes. Mm-hmm. Though that really matters to us. Sharing it on your socials, sharing it in your text message groups. We are back on the charts. And
a period.
A goal of mine is to just keep rising on these charts. And so when you share, that helps us do that. So thank you for those who are doing it already. Mm-hmm. We love mm-hmm. you.
Next, lastly, secondly, whatever. Make sure that you are staying connected with us in a deeper way, in another meaningful way. And that is by joining us at the Homegirl Hangout. We give you more of what you already love, exclusive bonus content. Y'all already know the spiel. You've been listening to the show. You know what's popping.
Yeah.
The link is down in the show notes to join us over
there
in the Homegirl Hangout.
Over there.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the show.
I'm ready.
Okay. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all, we're back to rapping. Mm-hmm. Rapping and trapping. Mm. So, my brain, the scratching of the head.
Okay. What's happening?
So, do you feel like you have made any new relationships or connections this year?
No, but I want to.
You want to?
Do you really? I feel like.
Come on, be honest.
What?
Do you really want to make new relationships and connections?
What I would like to do is foster some of the connections that already exist. So, yes, I am open to going out, hanging out with new groups or different groups and inserting myself in other communities that, you know, I admire. Mm. Yes. Call me up for a good time.
When you say ones that already exist, like people that you haven't hung out with in a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, you know, making sure that I'm sending a text like, hey, girl, I thought about you, and not letting it live on social. Because that's one thing, you know, sometimes you heart a story and it makes it seem like we're keeping in touch.
But we're not.
And we have mentioned this in the past off air, obviously. But like, we have a good girlfriend who loved dearly, Ty.
Oh, yes.
Love Ty dearly. And sometimes I get so caught up in my own life and my day-to-day stuff that Brittany and I will literally be talking about, we should hit Ty, let's link with Ty. And then Ty will text, like, hey, girls. And I'm like, this sucks because you always beat us to the punch.
I know.
And I'm tired of that.
I know.
So I just want to make sure that the people who I love and appreciate and I find value in our connection feel it from me, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to strengthen some of the connections that I already have.
Yeah.
What about you?
I love a strengthening of connection. I feel like I've definitely met new people and formed new connections, which I wanted to do this year. Mm-hmm. I love meeting new people that are meaningful. Like, yeah. I don't like to, like, just collect people to have a bunch of people. Like, I'm not that kind of girl.
Yeah.
A spread thin type of girl. But I am open to making new connections that are meaningful and different. And I've mentioned that here before. Wanting to meet people that are different and do different things and help me, like, open up my mind and not be so homogenized, mm-hmm. and feel like, you know, only one way of doing things, and kind of create like my own little echo chamber with my friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done that. I've made new friends this year. I definitely have not done this. I've kind of done this. I started going to a walking group with a bunch of different creators here in Los Angeles. And so that's how I've been kind of like networking, because I definitely want to network and expand like my, not only my personal relationships, but my business relationships as well, because I feel like I know that I've not done that. Yeah. My network is so fucking small. And oftentimes when we're looking like for people who can work with us or tap in and collaborate with, it feels so limited, and I hate that. Mm-hmm. And so that's a goal of mine that I have definitely started this year, and I want to continue on to 2024 even more, attending other people's events.
Yes, that's
going
what I
out,
do.
Meeting new people, putting myself out there, letting people know what I do, what I have to offer, because I do have something to offer. And sometimes I'm just looking like I'm there because of what other people have to offer. And what is that?
What is that? Yeah, I definitely want to go support other creators. And other people, other homegirls, other people. We have people who are doing stuff all the time. And it's like, you see it, it's like, oh, that looks cute. Or when they post an event, it's just kind of like, let me like it and keep it pushing. But if I'm free, I'm making a decision that if it's something that I feel like I can gain value from or is valuable, and which if they're doing, it's value added, I want to be present.
Definitely.
I was going to go do something that I felt aligned with. GGC was doing like a community, a park cleanup, nature. And that's like, I'm like, I want to be in nature. And that looks fun to me. That looked good. But I got sick. And I was so sad. I was like, I was really looking forward to digging my hands and doing some things. But I got sick. But next year, I'll be doing different things.
Yeah, I definitely want to meet some new people. I wanted to go to Sip and Slay, but something happened. So I think I'm going to go to Sip and Slay in Ghana.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's a bunch of black women that are in their motherfucking bag. And that's the thing.
But what are they doing?
All types of black women creators.
No, what is the...
It's a brunch and a like a...
A brunch.
A brunch and a conversation. A panel. They have panel discussions. Got little it. Breakout sessions. And it's like, be around people who inspire you, who you like admire, or who are just doing things that you can see yourself doing. Because again, have to outreach, have to branch out.
Not
a lot is going to be happening between a two-way, you know, like it has to be a branch out. And I have learned about myself that I'm really great at meeting new people and connecting with new people. That is a strength of mine.
Period. So how do you feel like the people around you contributed to your growth and your growth and experiences this year?
The people around me have contributed to my growth and experience by being a listening ear. I feel like by being reflectors, by being able to, like, being spaces for me to speak and just give me feedback. I can't, like, point out a significant growth moment, but I can say that I've had people who have been able to, like, have dialogue with me. I've never felt alone or even lonely. So, I mean, hell.
Yeah. I think that was very well put.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I've been kept.
Yeah. I when I think about the people around me who are closest around me, I'm obviously thinking about my close friends and family. And I'm just so grateful that I have same people, like a good group of people around me, where if I'm thinking, you know, when you start to veer off track, people who are like, nope, they can be little buffers for you and bumpers where it's like, actually get back over here, you know, and who can affirm you and speak life into you. And you know that you're standing arm in arm with. That feels good. Like we're on the front lines together.
It's my bloodline.
On the front line. Period. Ready yes. For. You know, I'm grateful for that. I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
It makes me feel blessed.
Because there's some people that be in a battle.
Yeah. Like, we're really blessed. We have a good group of friends. We have a good family. People that is really important.
It is important.
You can link with and, like, know we are here together.
Exactly. I feel like I've really had a great group, a great social life, which is important to me. My social life is important to me. So being able to have people and different people that I can have my social life with has been very fulfilling for me. I'm not depending on one person. If somebody don't want to do nothing, I can go with somebody else, or I can go by myself, or I can, you know, I really love that. Because it feels fucking weak if you feel like, nah, I can't do nothing. I don't like that. Okay, so what are some of your aspirations moving forward, considering the lessons that you've learned this year?
Some of my aspirations moving forward, one is to strengthen my relationship with Jesus in 2024. Jesus. I was able to get back in church this year, which I feel really good about. And I am really hoping that I'm grounded in a church home, you know, someplace where I can grow individually and together with my partner. Andres has been going to church, and that's been nice. So that's one of my my aspirations, is to deepen my relationship with Christ and really get in my bag. Not just kind of like, oh, I be, you know, sometimes
going through
I be
the motions.
Yeah, like I really want to
nurture the relationship.
Get in there. Like, yeah. Like I'm in there with you. Like I'm in there with him. Like I'm in there with everybody else. It's like, actually, we got to sit down and dig deep. That's one of my aspirations. I want to get more comfortable being in the spotlight. Being up front, you know, really allowing the Black girl bravado to be synonymous with like Germany. When people see me, I want them to see the brand. And for a long time, it's been so separate. And I just want to get more comfortable with showcasing myself and not being so private, because naturally I am a private person. I'm very much so like, nigga, you won't know shit. And
you
I don't
can't
be
private.
Like this,
you can find certain pieces of yourself that you want to share and then be private with the other parts of yourself.
I know, I have to figure that out.
You can find the pieces, like I feel comfortable sharing these three pillars. And then everything else is like private, you know?
Yeah, I have to.
You don't
have to
show all of who you are, but people really feel like they know you when you don't know everything about somebody. Like, I feel like I know some people, I don't know if they're in a relationship, if they're dating or not. Like, when I was out on the walk, we talked so much on the podcast, and one of the homegirls who listened to the podcast, she was like, so what's your actual relationship status? Because you don't really be sharing all the full tea. So, like, are you dating? Da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I like that. I feel like that's one pillar that I don't want to have completely on the spot. Like me and my man, showing all that.
For sure.
But there are certain things that I don't mind sharing. Like, I wouldn't mind sharing my diet or my wellness habits, or, you know, some of my goals, or how I'm planning on doing this or that. You know, like, maybe you don't talk about where you work or your job. This is just an example.
Yeah.
But you go all in on whatever you feel comfortable.
Yeah, and I think I'm trying to figure out what it is that I feel comfortable with, because I've completely detached myself or removed myself from sharing damn near anything.
Right.
You know, so I have to get my feet wet again. I got to get my feet wet again, but I'm ready. I'm ready, and I've been ready, but I got to stop saying I'm ready and just do it. That's what I want. That's another aspiration. I'm tired of talking, and I'm ready to do. And that is in a lot of areas of my life. But I'm ready to do. I'm ready to be a doer.
Period.
And I feel like that encompasses a lot.
Baby, listen. Once you get to doing.
That's it.
Once you get to doing, do it right. Do it. Fuck it up, girl.
Then you really, you know, really doing some shit.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, that's what I want to do. I really want to be my best, the best version of myself. I want to know that I gave it my all, that I tried, that I'm really like putting all my efforts, all of my energy into being the Germany that I see myself as.
Yeah.
The person where it's like, yes, you are proud of that person.
Right.
This is what you work hard for.
Yeah.
That's what I want. What are some of your aspirations?
On a superficial level, I'll do it on levels. On a superficial level, I aspire to just be a complete put together bitch. I feel like I'm really ready to step into that. And what that looks like for me is a set bust down hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
A set bust down hairdo. A more feminine style. I don't think that I'm tomboyish, but I think there is an area of opportunity for me to step more into my girly fem bag. Mm-hmm. I really want to exude femininity, you know? You know the girly girls?
Yeah.
So I aspire to be well-rounded, put-together girl that just looks
polished,
neat, polished and cute. It's not about labels. It's not about exactly what I have on, but how it looks, I look. You know, the whole look can be fable. Wild fable.
I was like, what?
The whole look.
I get where you're going.
Can be
with it.
Wild fable, but it's like she's wearing the clothes. The clothes aren't wearing her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's wild fable on me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might look like fable on me and wild on you. Yeah. You feel me? Stop. But it just looks like that girl is it.
There was effort put in, and
she's
we can
polished.
See it because you can tell when people are putting in effort.
You can see, and I mean all the time.
That's
all
what
the time,
I
want to
do.
All the time. Down to my underwear.
Yeah.
And this is real.
Yeah, no, seriously. I need some new bras.
This is real. When I'm in the home, when I'm alone.
Yeah.
When I'm alone, it needs to get put together.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Hey, and I'm ready to do. So I aspire to just be a put together bitch all the time. Mm-hmm. From the teeth whitening strips to the eye patches to the everything head to toe, hair.
Head, shoulders, knees, toes.
That's on a superficial level. On a bigger level, I really aspire to just be further along in my career years. Whether it's a white man gig or here, you know? They've been running simultaneously together, so that's what I'm on right now. When it's time to, you know, make a decision, I will. But as of 2024, I just aspire to be further along in my career, which I know I'm going to be. I'm working on it presently, but I want to see it manifest and come to fruition in 2024.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's what I aspire, just to be in a different space.
Yeah. Something else I want to do is do some more inner work. I want to make time for that.
Crack it open.
I want to get in there a little deeper this year. And like, you know, limit my screen time and invest more in myself. You know, reading, more podcasts, more wellness.
I got some good podcasts for you.
Yeah, send them over. That's what I want to do. My goal this year, and I don't want to quantify it, but I do want to get my screen time down significantly. That's going to be my goal in 2024. Mm-hmm. You know, it needs to get 5 hours. It needs to get 4 hours.
You don't
hours.
Put a limit on it.
I know. Yeah. I know, because it's real. You know, I want to be able to use my time effectively, because that's the thing. It's not a matter of do we have enough time. It's like, where's the energy going?
How are you spending it?
Exactly.
How are you spending it?
And right. I got to stop scrolling. That's taking up a lot of time. That's taking my time away from things that I could really be doing, which is getting to know myself deeper in this new era of who I am.
Especially because when we're scrolling on social specifically, we are locked into an algorithm and we're looking at the same things over and over on the loop. And so we're kind of like giving up our control. Mm-hmm. But when you pull back from that and you decide what you want to listen to, what you want to learn more about, you have more control. It's like, I actually want to listen to a podcast on this. Like, I want to learn more about this versus like what I'm being fed over and over because I looked at one video for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And now it's determining and dictating my thoughts, how I feel about myself, what I think about the world, what I think people think about me. Like, God damn.
Yeah. I'm ready to unplug from that. I'm ready to unplug from that and put my energy and my efforts into something else.
Period.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. The wrap up was real juicy this year. Yeah. It was really juicy this year. But now it's time to transition to the last segment of the show.
I think one final thing we should say is, what do we see for the podcast?
Oh, yes. Okay. What do we see for the podcast?
What do we see for the podcast differently than we've done for this year?
I'm glad you said that. I can't believe we went through this whole year without talking about
why we're here.
I think this was a very interesting year. Being that this was the first year that we signed an exclusive, the first and the last year that we, the first for something and the last for something, mm-hmm. that we signed an exclusive deal with Spotify and Unbothered Network. And as that experience was so fresh and new and
a leap of faith and a risk
and rewarding, equally rewarding. I'm grateful that we had that and that we are back here. I see for the podcast, the community growing and being stronger than ever. I really see the two of us continuing to come together and collaborate and allowing this to be the God thing that it said it, that we know it is, because y'all, we are vessels. This is a vessel. We're being used as vessels. And we are. And I really want to cherish that and value it and protect it. And honor it and treat it like a gift, because it really is a privilege to talk to y'all every week and to come here and for y'all to allow us to impart the little wisdom that we have into your lives. Like, I don't want to take it for granted. I really don't.
It's a gift.
And what we share between us is so special and invaluable to me and to y'all. And I want to have that energy around this thing so that we show up here and really give it the time and the attention and the nurturing that it deserves. I want it to be the best that it can be this year.
Same. I really want to get back into intentionally pouring into the platform. Mm-hmm. Not saying we've just said fuck it.
No.
But there's been an area of opportunity to, like you said, nurture it more and make sure that it's going in the direction that I desire for it to go, which is to the top.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it being a gift, and it really is a gift. It's something that keeps being affirmed over and over. Like, I was out in Tennessee, and I met this guy at a bar, and we were talking. And then, like, of course, we got to talking about the podcast in natural conversation, and he was like, he wants to follow it. He followed it. And then the next day, he had messaged me on Instagram, and he was like, I really enjoy you two's dynamic.
It's a special one.
And I'm like, for him to just listen and that's the first thing he says is another affirmation that this is something special. And like you said, I really think we need to not take that for granted, because sometimes when something comes so natural, you just feel like, yeah, whatever, like, you know, we're just doing it. But if we really tapped in, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and we really like put our all into it, which we do most of the time, but you know what I mean, in another way, this really has the potential to be so much more than it is just by us being our natural, you know, selves and operating in our natural gifts.
Almost like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. Natural talent is one thing, but when you work hard and you put energy and effort into it and you ball out and you do what other people are not willing to do, you're going to go further.
That's the thing.
You're going to go to the top. Who's in the gym shooting 1,000 free throws at the end of the night?
Right.
Who's working out when nobody else is? Who's putting in the extra energy, the extra TLC? And it ain't about when nobody else is. What are you doing?
What are you doing? That's really what it's going to come down to. And I think some of the habits that we've expressed that we want to incorporate and the things that we want to do differently will naturally bleed over into this changing and being something different, because we're being more intentional with ourselves overall.
Yes.
Sometimes when you're just going through the motions and you're just trying to get from point A to point B, everything ends up being affected. It's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm just surviving. You know?
And a lot like y'all, we are.
We are.
We just happen to have this podcast. But we go to work. We deal with the same shit y'all dealing with.
The traffic, the coworkers, the frustration, the feeling stuck, what the hell. And then we come on here and we pull something out.
And then we just have, an obligation to the community to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. But we're grateful that we get the opportunity to do it.
We are. And the one final thing I want to say is I do want to figure out a way to connect with the community more.
Yes.
I want to figure that out. I want to figure that out.
If you have any ideas, please let us know.
If you have any. Yes, please. If you're a community manager, mm-hmm, let us know. If that's your strong suit, if you have the structure, if you have the ideas, we're open and we're willing. We're just so used to operating as a small group.
Yeah.
That sometimes it's hard to wrap our minds around broadening out to the community in ways different than we already have.
Yeah. So. For sure. I really like that. So reach out to us. Shit. Call us. The Homegirl Hotline. Send a text. Say, girl, I'm the community manager.
Send an email.
Okay. The team. We love for the team to grow.
Yeah.
We love for that to happen in 2024.
So. Okay. We've wrapped.
It's been really good.
And yapped.
And now we're going to take it to the last segment of the show. It's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem. Ting!
So the gem that we want to share is a dupe.
We love a dupe. Baby, this has been the dupe era.
You know, I seen somebody on TikTok say that Gen Z has really rebranded a lot of things. A bootleg. What we once called a bootleg, y'all call a dupe.
A knockoff,
y'all call a dupe. And we love that.
Yeah, it's been a dupe. Now, some of the dupes really do be duping. Some of them is just like the Skims dupes. It's not a dupe.
I heard that one's not a dupe. Bottega earrings appear to be a dupe. Mm-hmm. What we're going to share is a dupe. Do you want to let the girls know, or you want me to?
So, I have spoken time and time again in the past about the Laneige lip mask. Mm-hmm. It is a hydrating lip mask, and I don't know about y'all, but I always have something on my lips. especially when it's time to go to bed. I like my lips to be moisturized, hydrated, and I've gotten tons of compliments.
Oh my God, the compliments.
About my lips. Now, I don't know if the niggas are gassing me to try to get to another set.
If they want the lips around something
if
else.
If they
want
to get to another, my other set of lips. But I've received compliments on these up above.
And I'm up above is so below. Both sets.
And so
I'm soft.
I'm going to attribute it to these products now. That Laneige is the original, but a dupe has hit the scene.
A dupe has hit the scene.
That's a fraction of the price, baby. And it is by ELF.
Yeah.
ELF.
Yeah. Eyes, lips, and face. Face,
which is a brand that is sold at Target. And they really are the queen of dupes.
Oh,
they
yeah,
be
yeah,
duping,
they
it really be it really duping. Be giving what it's supposed to give. So they have something called the Holy Hydration Lip Mask. Mm-hmm. It is $7. It comes with a little applicator, just like the
little
Laneige.
Spatula.
It is so good. I go there and I get my things with that.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully your Target still has it because the girlies have started to discover.
That is a dupe?
Yes.
It is,
my
y'all.
Target found out. Some people at my Target found out, and one time I went and it was out of stock.
It is. I don't know. I take it outside of sleep, baby.
Me too.
I'll be in awake with it on.
Me too.
Applying it. It makes your lips so soft.
So
I really
soft.
Love it. Brittany put me onto it, and now we're putting
it's on. Not sticky. It's so good.
It has hyaluronic acid in
it. Does
so you know the hydration is really on 10. It's a goodie. We'll link it, hopefully, like she said, your Target has it. It's one that you want to try.
Put it in your stockings. Use it as a stocking stuffer. It's a great stocking stuffer. One year we need to do stockings for each other.
Cute.
You know, yeah, I know, yeah, they ain't gonna be hanging in each other's house. But that'd be cute, like a little, here's your stocking.
Yeah, that would be cute. I like that idea.
With things I love for the year.
Yeah.
You don't be trying to try stuff, so I don't know.
There's things that I try.
Okay.
I just don't be trying shit on my face.
That's what I was thinking.
But I like other stuff.
Skincare products. It's easier to get.
I like body stuff.
Okay, we'll do body for
you. We'll get in a bag.
Care for you.
Y'all, thank you so much for riding with us, for being locked in, for being homegirls, for staying down with us through the transitions,
yeah,
and everything
yes.
that's
oh
occurred.
My God, for real.
Everything that's occurred,
the downloads this month have blew my mind.
It's shown us why we do what we do and why we do it for the masses, why we have to be available to all of you. We love y'all so much. We hope that you have an amazing, safe holiday, that you feel peace and prosperity, and that you go into the new year knowing that everything that you desire, you are capable of accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much time ahead of us for us to do all the things that we really want to do. And just trust in your journey. Trust in your journey and trust in your timing. We will see y'all in 2024.
We will, because we're going
you.
On a break. But
yeah.
we might have
oh,
something
yeah.
on the platform. We may have something on the platform for
yeah.
you. It just won't be current. It won't be new. You won't be hearing new until we come back
yes.
in 2024.
But we're excited.
Okay.
Have a good new year, y'all.
Have
a new
an
year.
Amazing new year, okay? Or a new holiday
season. We'll see y'all in 2024.
We'll
see you in 2024. Okay. Love
bye.
You. Bye.